GW, first of all, tell me your name and what you do for Pioneer.
Sure. My name is GW Four. I work in marketing with Pioneer Hybrids. I work across an 8-state area based out of Central Illinois.
Well, you've got a pretty comprehensive-looking display under, thank goodness, under a roof here, since it's so warm out here at the opening day of Farm Progress Show. I'd like to get a little bit of an overview of the various types of products and technology you've got on display.
Great, thanks. Obviously, it's a huge tent. I've been told it's the largest tent at the Farm Progress Show here, and it is an air conditioning tent, which is a blessing as well. What we're really trying to do here is the theme is the world demands and together we deliver. So based on that theme, what we want to do is we talk about delivering. It's together with customers, because obviously how agriculture's met the demands for the world in the past has been through working together with management and science, pulling that together to meet those future productivity needs. So what we're really trying to do is display a lot of the science and the research and the future products, the future technologies that are coming that we're going to be bringing to customers.
Well, I know you've got back here in one corner of your exhibit an Indy race car that somebody can get in and drive. It's a simulator setup. That's helping showcase your involvement in the whole biofuels area.
When you look at the biofuels area, we really feel like we have a great leadership position with all that we're doing, whether it's shorter term around ethanol production, but longer term when you begin to look at cellulosic and the next generation of biofuels. That's really the message. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in biofuels, but really what we're trying to showcase at the display, certainly IndyCar's a neat attraction. The message piece behind it, though, around the future cellulosic opportunities, the ways that we're working with biofuels into the future is really exciting.
Well, on the way in, you've got your popcorn wagon out front, and I said, what's this in these little bottles here? And they said it's a special kind of butter-like substance made from soybeans. What's that all about?
So just one more component with inside the Pioneer display area, certainly as we look at Trius low-lin oil. So low-linic soybeans, obviously saturated fats is a major health issue across the United States. So as we look at new ways and new uses for soybeans, obviously soybeans are a key crop, and we need to support their future use, and we need to respond to demands from our end users. So we do have a major initiative. We'll contract well over 500,000 acres this coming year of low linoleic soybeans, which go in to make the Trius oil, which, again, is a healthier way to enjoy some of the foods that we love.
Well, I enjoyed it, and I'm glad to know that I am eating healthier now as a result of that. Thank you to Pioneer. Also, I know you've got, when it comes to some areas we may not first think of out here, but in forage, for example, what are you showing to producers that are walking through the doors here?
Yeah, certainly a lot going on in our tent, but certainly with visitors from around the U.S. and around the globe at Farm Progress Show, we want to have offerings for everybody. So certainly we continue to be a leader, whether it's in alfalfa and showcasing some new alfalfa varieties, inoculant research, and we're really excited to showcase new 11 CFT. It's corn fiber technology, which is a brand new inoculant product for us, and it's really going to almost change the way from inoculant into really corn fiber technology. So that's really exciting. We have actual nutritionists on staff here that we've flown in from different areas to actually be with us here at the show to have that level of expertise, where they've actually done a lot of the work and the science to speak specifically with our customers.
Well, and speaking of customers, describe the crowd we've had out here today. I've heard people say that it seems to be one of the larger opening days from an attendance standpoint. I don't have any official numbers yet, but what's it been like here at, and thank goodness it is air-conditioned display you've got.
Yeah, we've estimated in the past we've had over 25,000 growers through our display area, which is just a mass of people. All reports from our side believe we've had a 25% increase in attendance, people through our tent. Now, everything from walking through our actual research pipeline to our stage presentations with senior leaders to many of the things we've already discussed and spoken about, you know, there's so much going on in here. So I think that's held a few more folks inside of our tent, but the crowd is definitely up this year at Farm Progress Show.
So even if somebody's not interested in some a new seed variety or what have you, you've also got a little store here that somebody says, I need to display that logo. You got some merchandise on display too.
One more element, the country store. Certainly have to have that available, and really by customer demand. Certainly some nice items that customers want. And there's been a steady flow of traffic through there throughout the day. So yeah, one more element at the tent is the country store element in the back area.
Well, with the show being moved a month earlier than it had been in the past, I just walked by real quickly, but I didn't see a whole lot of cold weather gear in there.
Not a lot of cold weather gear, but certainly focus it on the time of year that we're in.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, GW. We're here at the Pioneer Exhibit at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, or as they call it affectionately here, Progress City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.